like I'm caught in a tornado. My toes curl inside my sneakers, trying to grip the floor so I won't get sucked out the window. Mr. Neck nods at me. I pick up my report as if I'm going to read it out loud. I stand there, papers trembling as if a breeze is blowing through the closed door. I turn around and rip my poster off the blackboard. The suffragettes fought for the right to speak. They were attacked, arrested, and thrown in jail for daring to do what they wanted. Like they were, I am willing to stand up for what I believe. No one should be forced to give speeches. I choose to stay silent. The class reads slowly, some of them moving their lips. Mr. Neck turns around to see what everyone is staring at. I nod at David. He joins me at the front of the room, and I hand him my box. David, Melinda has to deliver her report to the class as part of the assignment. She made copies everyone can read. He passes out the copies. They cost me $6.72 at the office supply store. I was going to make a cover page and color it, but I haven't gotten much allowance recently, so I just put the title at the top of the first page. My plan is to stand in front of the class for the 5 minutes I was given for my presentation. The suffragettes must have